attending my talk. Okay, this talk I'm going to introduce something about it for, okay. Something about direct sun, direct problems in communication complexity. Okay, first I'm going to introduce the models and probably it's already pretty, everybody knows. And I'm going to introduce all the information cost and the compression protocols. Then I'm going to about the direct sun, direct problems. And if time permitted, I'm also going to this interactive proof systems and introduce the direct sun, direct problems in this model. And then I'm listening for the open problems. Okay, about communication complexity. Okay, probably everybody already knows about communication complexity is, okay, we have a function, to make it general, usually we consider a relation, but let's consider it as a function as of now. Is that we have three finite sets, x, y, and z. Okay, and at least get input, at least get x, or guess y, and then they're supposed to compute the function of x, y. And they're allowed to share the public coins before they get the input. That means the public coins are independent of input, and they start to communicate. And at the end of the protocol, they're supposed to output the correct answer of fxy. Okay. And of course, we allow some, we consider randomized even the corner, we usually allow some errors. So we allow the worst case error is evolution. And here we, in this talk, we focus on two models. First model is, we only allow team messages between them. Then after team messages, okay, either Alice or Bob, depends on the parity of the T, should output the correct answer. Another is, okay, more general, it's like we allow unbounded round. But both we allow they share the public coins. Okay, and then we denote this, and what we are interested in is the how many bits communicate between them. And this is considered to be like communication complexity of this function. All right, so what we are interested in to give a function to compute the communication complexity. Okay, so we have two things. One, we have to come up with a protocol. So it means we prove an upper bound. And next, we need to prove a lower, and we'll show okay, this protocol is best. So somehow we need to show the lower bound. And to show the lower bound, usually this should be like most use a lot. We use this min-max principle. We use this min-max. This means this is under distribution. You input it under distribution mu, and consider all the deterministic protocol to compute f with expected error evolution. And since here I take a maximum mu, so you just if you come up with a distribution mu, then you can then compute this, and you get the lower bound for randomized communication. Get lower bound for this. So and then usually the handling the deterministic communication is much easier than randomized communication. Okay. So what we are interested in is this quantity given distribution mu. What is the distributional communication complexity of this function f? Okay, so we have this. Now let me introduce the information cost. Okay, now we have a distribution, input xy, and still we have the public coins and communicate. And we let this protocol pi denotes the, say we let that pi denotes the transcript of the protocol, which means the public coins plus all the messages between them. And then we define the external information cost to be the mutual information between the input xy and the transcript. Note that we already assume the input is under certain distribution. And what is called external information cost? This basically says, okay, as an external observer, you are allowed to read the transcript, the message communicated between Alice and Bob, and also the public coins. And the question is, after you're reading these public coins and transcribing, how much information do you get about this input xy? And another is internal information cost. This basically measures, okay, like you can see this quantity basically says, For Bob, how much information can he get about the input X according this distribute when you through this protocol, basically through the public coins and the messages? And you can easily see this quantity is smaller than the length of pi. This is because this is smaller than the entropy of pi, so it's smaller than length of pi. And here is also smaller than length of pi up to factor 2. Okay, so we naturally, sorry. Oh, sorry, sorry, oh, oh, sorry. That's a this type of this issue in the no C, sorry.
Oh,
it's same I x pi condition y plus I y pi condition x. Yeah. Okay, so we naturally we minimize all the protocols. This is when we minimize all protocols in both quantities, and this is. Okay, and why we care about this information cost? Oh, we know that we are interested to prove a lower bound of this quantity. Okay, and you can see actually we have numerous methods to prove the lower bound method for this. And you can see okay, we have like discrepancy, general discrepancy, rectangles, all this guy, but it's internal information cost. Okay, so here internal means information cost. It's almost like one of the most strongest method to put a lower bound. You can see it subsumes everything except the partition bound. And also, okay, the external information cost is external information cost is even stronger than internal information cost. And you can see even here the quantum communication complexity is here. So of course, here's this picture already somehow tells a very interesting question. Okay, what is, there's some open problems. In this picture, can you compare these two quantities? Actually, no, nobody knows. And here, okay, one thing I need to mention is here the red color means this is strictly stronger. Means we have, like this here, we know there's a concrete example which is generalized discrepancy is strictly stronger than discrepancy. And same as smooth rectangle bound is strictly stronger than rectangle bound. But for this red color, blue color, actually we don't know. It could be they are same, but so far we don't know. Okay. So you can see, except this partition bound, this information cost is already almost like the best method we know to prove a lower bound on communication complexity. And then one more thing actually I want to say is, so far all the functions, the lower bound what we know, actually I use rectangle bound or smooth rectangle bound to prove. Actually, nobody know how to use partition bound to prove the lower bound for any concrete function. It's just theoretically you can show okay that is it's theoretically you can show that okay, this bound is strong is very strong. Okay. So okay, of course for this picture we leave a major open problem is this information cost same internal external information cost is same as randomized communication complexity. This is one of the major open problems in communication complexity. Okay, so let's see. If you want to do this, you want to show this. Basically, okay, you first come up with a protocol which compute a function f. And you say this function has very low information cost. Then you want to come up with a new protocol which has the communication complexity is as small as the previous protocols, the information cost of previous protocol, right? So let's see. Here's a So say we have a protocol pi, we should say the information cost is very small. Now, you can show that exists a new protocol lambda, which actually simulates this protocol pi, with communication cost, which is almost same as the external information cost of pi, up to a log factor. So this is up to a logarithmic factor, external information cost is already tight. It's a For internal information costs, it's a bit more complicated. It's that you can compress to the communication complexity to the square root of communication complexity of the original protocol times the internal information cost of the protocol. So these two are not the best, the best information compression protocols we know so far. Any improvement of this will be very interesting. Okay, so let's come to this next about the direct sign, direct product problems. Direct sign product say, okay, now we have a function f, whatever model, any model we consider so far. Okay, to compute this function, we need a complexity c within arrow epsilon. Okay, now they are asked to compute k instance, x1, y1 to xk, where they're asked to compute k instances. I know at the end of the day, we're not compute what x1, y1 to fxk, yk. So to compute one instance, we need a communication c. Now for k instance, now we only allow kc-bit communication. Now to do it, naturally we do this by instance independently. But essentially, for one instance, the probability of success is like 1 minus epsilon. So then for k instance, the probability of success is like 1 minus epsilon to the k, which is like, which is horrible. Means you probability over success is almost is nothing. So the conjecture is this is optimal. This or this is the best protocol you can do. Okay, so here to formalize it, we have two conjectures. First, the direct sign says if you do compute k instance with a constant error, constant probability of success, then you need a k times the resource needed for one instance. And direct product is really stronger. It says, okay, if you allow k times resource needed for one instance, the probability of overall success is like 2 to the minus k. It's exponentially small. Actually, these problems you can ask in terms of any mode of computation, not only communication complexity. You can ask in like circuit complexity or like a space complexity, query complexity, any model if you are interested in what the resource needed to compute, the resource could need to compute one is the function, you can ask such problem. So here is a very, very incomplete list of the results we know for direct sign, direct product results. For direct product, we know we have, like we already mentioned, we have many lower bound methods to prove. And for this lower bound, they show like a strong, for this, those lower bound, they show direct product results, like lower bound, strong direct product, strong direct product for discrepancy bound, general discrepancy bound. And also we have like for randomized one-way communication complexity, we have direct and a two-way public coin communication. And also, as I said, we have other models, we can also ask such question. Probably one of the most famous is two-proof one-round games, which I will mention later, which are like actually Rain-Rust show that in that model, we call parallel repetition, but it's same as, actually it's same, just a different term. And of direct sign, because direct sign is weaker direct sign, we have more results like classical corner one-way communication capacity and also bounded round communication capacity. Okay. Together with Adila Rahushen, Adila Praslani, and we show that for T message, remember here it means T message, public coin communication complexity, we show a direct product result. This is somehow, okay, a bit complicated, but now for simple, you consider the T be a constant, say the one, just at least send message to Bob and Bob to be output result. If T is constant, then here basically means the probability of overall success is 2 to the minus k up to. And the resource you need is the k times the resource you needed for one instance. So this implies a strong direct product theorem for constant message communication complexity. And Okay, here I usually use one slide to show the big picture of how we prove this. The proof is to say, let's start with the protocol. Okay, let's suppose for the communication complexity of function f is c, say c. Now we start with the protocol say, of communication ck. We want to show the probability of overall success is exponentially small, right? And to show that, suppose we find a subset of all the instances. If the protocol, the probability that the protocol successfully commutes those instances is already very exponentially small, then we are done. So the point is now we suppose okay, so the success here is not that small. Then we want to show there exists a new coordinate which probability of success is small, conditioned on the success here. And how to show the probability of success of this coordinate is small, conditioned on the success here, is basically we just start from a fresh input, one instance, fresh input, and we embed it here, and simulate the whole protocol with low communication complexity. So that's why that we need to, but you can see original communication is CK. Now you want to simulate the whole protocol with low communication C. So that's why we need the compression protocols. And the compression protocol we here we use is like such a protocol. Let's consider such a case. Alice have input X, probably has input Y under certain distribution mu. Now Alice somehow Alice come up with a distribution message M, which only depends on X. And she wanna send this message M to Bob. Although the naive way is Alice just send this message to Bob. But then the communication it depends on the size of the support of this which could be huge. Actually, Braverman and Rao, they show that. So if this message M only depends on X, they only need the communication only need is the mutual information between X M conditioned on Y, which is you can see is very natural. Basically, this says. Okay, how much this basically says how much information Alice know about the message M. Okay, minus how much information Bob know about this. Alice only needs to send those messages, but Alice know and Bob doesn't know those messages sent to Bob and Bob get. And if the message is the M is not that. It's almost independent of M, X, you can still send within C bits, you can still, it still works, but up to our like C over epsilon. And we're using this compression protocol as a small gadget and plug into this key message, the original previous problem, and somehow okay, that's still like. There's still quite many details calculation at the end we show this direct product result. Okay, and another direct result, another direct product result we show is this. Okay, it's a strong, it's a, it show that for, okay, this here is a smooth rectangle bound, which show, in the pre picture is one of the lower bound method, which, one of the low bound method. And we show that if you only allow k times the smooth rectangle bound of function f, then the probability of overall success is exponentially small. And why this result is interesting? First, we show, okay, this result implies for any function whose lower bound is obtained by smooth rectangle bound, then you imp this result implies a strong direct product theorem for that specific function. So there are a lot of examples, like all the like inner products, set Dijonis, gap Hamming distance, greater than vector in subspace, so extra. Actually, it turns out, so far we don't know any function whose lower bound cannot be obtained by smooth rectangle bound. Although we don't know if smooth rectangle bound is tight, is say equals to a communication capacity. But all the lower bounds we obtain so far are using can be can you derive from smooth rectangle bound method. Okay, so Yes, about the communication complexity. Let's move the parallel repetition. Any question about communication complexity? Okay, so about parallel repetition. Parallel repetition is another model. It's considered such a scenario. Say, okay, we have a we can start with a game. This game has five components, distribute, have a subset, a finite set X, Y, A, B. And pi is a distribution over X cross Y. And the predicate, there's a predicate V, this function, which maps X, Y, A, B to 0 or 1. And now, okay, now there's three players. We have three parties, Alice, Bob, and a referee. And referee sample X, Y at the distribution mi pi, and they send X to Alice and Y to Bob. And Alice is supposed to return element A is set capital A, and Bob replies B is set B. And the goal, at least Bob goal, the goal is to win this game with as high probability as possible. The win the game is this finally this VXYAB is 1. So what is the highest probability they win the game? It's like you can write it down mathematically, you can write it down like this. Okay, say you take this one of pi x y and a v x y, and at least choose maximum. At least choose a function which map x to a. Both choose a function b which map y to b. So you maximize this function. And this is called the value of the game. So to consider direct product or direct product problem or say parallel repetition, now they ask to play k games simultaneously. Which means now we have a distribution pi k, which is like distribution over s k to over y k, and basically it's at least roughly sample x1, y1, s2, y2, the s k, y k, k instance independently. And then he sends s1 to s k to Alice, and y1 to y k to Bob, and Alice replies a1 to a k, Bob replies b1 to b k. And they win the game if and only if they win all the instances. And the question is, well, what is the value of GK compared, what's the relation of omega value of GK compared to the value of omega G? Intuitively, you can say, okay, maybe omega GK is omega G to the K. Actually, this is like, okay, maybe it's one of the most important results in computer science. So omega G to K is something a bit complicated, but this is exactly what the formula you cannot remove. Okay, you cannot remove anything. You can because like here that this actually it depends on the size of the answers A, B, but actually you cannot remove anything here. Okay. So now we natural to for quantum people, the natural question is what about this quantum game? What do we mean quantum game? Quantum game is, okay, before they start game, they allow to share a state. So then you can define this analogs, the value. It's like here, you have still take expectation of pi x y and a v x y, then you at least perform a measurement a x a. Condition like x, she measure a x a, and the condition y, Bob measure b y b. Oh, here XA, BYB are POVM. But since now you won't take maximum over all shared state. But note that here we didn't make any assumption of the dimension of this the state. So here you need to take a limit n goes to infinity and the maximum over all state. So of course the natural question is is there any parallel repetition theorem for this quantity. Actually, there are many partial results. Like, okay, here's if G is an XOR game. Okay, forget about it. It's like a specific game that you can omega G to the K is exactly omega G to the K. And another is G is a unit. That's like a unique game. Okay, I'm not going to explain what is a unique game. It's just a special kind of. There's some special restriction about this predicate. V, and we show they show this parallel And also G's projective also have this result. And these two are very recent, very recent results. If G is projective game, then you can show parallel repetition. And if mu is uniform, another mu is uniform means mu is uniform over x cross y. And then you can also show a parallel repetition result. Okay, and very recently, with Rahul and Adila, we show if mu is a product distribution, means mu is distributed across mu is a product distribution across x and y. So it means x is independent of y. Then we can show a parallel repetition, which you can see is very close to this classical form, like k over log ab. So of course, the one major open problem is, can you remove this assumption? And in this result, you also use a compression protocol, which is something similar to the previous picture, the previous slides, that Alice come up with an input x. And she wanna send, with input x, Alice won't send the state, phi x, the bipolar state, phi x, and she wanna send b part to Bob. And how much information, how much communication do you need? Turns out you only need mutual information between x and b. And as you're using this, we can also show a strong direct product theorem for quantum one-way communication when the input and the product distribution. But this will be, okay, we haven't written down in any paper, but it's almost follows from this protocol. So okay, so there's some open, so the open problems I think may be interested. First is, can we divide information theory in quantum communication complexity? I know we have the quantum information theory and we have quantum communication complexity, but so far seems not easy to, we do, okay, there are not many application of quantum information theory in communication complexity. I think the difficulty is due to this, we have quantum, we have reverse, so somehow the information can very, very small, but the communication very large, so. Another is, of course, the direct sum, direct problems in quantum communication complexity. Actually, okay, in my very biased opinion, if you to prove that direct sum, direct product, you have to, okay, my feeling is you, information complexity, information theory is the, how to say, now is the most plausible approach. But so, if you want to show the direct sum, direct product in quantum communication complexity, you have to somehow to know how to apply information theory in quantum communication complexity. But if you go through how about the classical direct sum direct product results, you can realize all the proofs basically actually heavily relies on the parallel repetition. The technique of parallel repetition. So here leaves another open question. How can we prove parallel repetition for general games? This, my feeling is this should be the first step to prove the direct sum direct product for quantum communication complexity. Of course, there's some other models like a multi-party game. There's three or four players, or also you can, for those multi-party games, the parallel repetition is unknown even in classical communication, classical world. Okay, and so actually that, okay, that's all.
Parallel repetition theorem for quantum cases should be true or not?
Yeah, actually, I think people believe this should be true because Okay, even the direct sum, direct product, people believe are true. Because we have some, they have, people have some counter examples about the direct sum, direct product, but those are very, very artificial examples. So for the general people, okay, I will be very surprised if it turns out to be false.
These counter examples, like you would expect them to be not significant in the asymptotic sense, is that what you're
Yeah,
saying?
the counter example is in communication complexity. Okay, communication complexity and under certain. Okay, let me go back here. Okay. They consider the. Okay, they study this, and with some very, very artificial distribution mu. Then they show, okay, the direct sum direct product fails. But then mu is something very, very, okay, but very delicate, shouldn't be.
I have a quick question. So, can you try and articulate the problem with going from two players to multiplayers?
To play to multiplayer, actually, the difficulty, you mean apply
Yeah,
generalized technique?
like why can't anyone prove any parallel repetition for multiplayer games?
Okay,
Any
the
intuition?
additions. There's something, because then you have to consider, get two player, you have this, like, mutual information, like, okay, how much information you get from for me and how much information I get from. But if you have multiplayers, then you have to consider all each players independently, and this somehow make the scenario things more complicated. But how to say, okay, in parallel repetition, because we know that this classical parallel repetition that applicate most applications in PCP and interactive group, and we know we know that in the in complexity the two players and multiplayers are no much difference in classical world. So that's also this my personal feeling is this makes this multiplayer less interesting. But for the quantum, because quantum no, we don't know multiplayer and two player are equivalent. And also, okay, but that's in parallel repetition. But for communication complexity, multi-party is very interesting. Multi-party communication complexity is very interesting, but it's also very difficult. So far, almost nothing is known. Especially like in communication complexity, we have two case of multi-party. One case is input number in hand. Means every player get input in his hand and to start communicating. Another is number on forehead. This input is right on forehead. You can read everybody's input except your own. But both models are difficult. Multi-parties, so both models survive. It's very, anything progress there will be very interesting.
Other questions for Pingui? Not, then let's thank him again.